The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Trek Bicycle Store, Pensacola. Good morning and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And guess what, folks? I like to ride my bicycle, especially today because I have Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store. A Pensacola. Trek Bicycle Store is the area's premier bicycle store. It's a full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service, and they have the largest selection of e-bikes around, and a whole bunch of other really wonderful stuff, Robbie.
Oh, you're already
going
to go there.
Huh? I could keep going, but I was like, maybe I should let him talk.
Well, good morning, Jen. How you doing?
I'm awesome. I enjoy all my guests, but Fridays are great because y'all are still smiling.
Fridays are great.
So have you been watching the Olympics?
I have.
Anything specific?
Trek bikes. They hit the ground pretty hard and they bounce right back, even when somebody falls on one.
They sure did. That was spectacular. I mean, I felt it in my knees. I was like, ooh. But she got back up and...
kept on going.
She medaled.
That she did.
That's great. I would be like, I need someone to come and take me away.
But she didn't have any fenders or anything on her bike, so she got that nice racing stripe up her back.
We talked about that last time. I like mud on my back. That is so great. Well, gosh, it is August.
It is August.
Back to school's happening soon. I don't remember. When do the kids go back to school here? I'm in the cold, so we enjoy the summer as long as we can. So kids where I'm from generally don't go back to school until about the end of August, the beginning of September. They keep changing it.
Yeah, we got another week. I think everybody starts next week, late next week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry, kiddos.
Exactly.
If I was a mom right now with kids, I'd be like, I'm going to miss you. Click on the reality TV and be like, I need a week off before I go back to work. This is great.
Yeah, they're going back in the heat, so...
Yeah.
Fun stuff. So, yeah, so I want to talk about some back to school and bicycling and basically for a lot of the kids and stuff that are going back to college or just starting college.
Right.
I mean, we get people that come in talking about, you know, transportation when they get to school. You know, what are they going to do? How to keep their bike.
How to keep it. Not keep it well, but that's a good thing, too.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, where they're going to have to store it, how they're going to store it, and, you know, what they can do with it and but they can't do with it, sort of things like that. So,
are there certain? I mean, maybe you don't know this, but I was just thinking. I know in certain places, like in that I came from, you had to have so many bike racks at places. Are there rules like that here in the city, or is the colleges just kind of nice to put the bike racks out?
A lot of the colleges have bike racks. You know, they have bike racks in front of the dorms and stuff like that. You know, but. Yeah, we have bike racks in town. You go downtown, they have bike racks that look like bicycles. It's nice.
That's right.
You know, and throughout the city, we do have bicycle racks, so which is good.
We have Vicky telling us that school goes back August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I guess you got to wait till next week
to have your
rest and reprieve from your children.
So, you know, bicycles, you know, we got kids that are going back to college, and, you know, bicycles are their main means of transportation when they get there.
Right.
So how do we, you know, as parents or just as individuals or, you know, young adults, how do we keep our bikes?
Right.
You know.
So they return home.
So we can turn home. I mean, that's going to be our main means of transportation to get to and from classes and get, you know, around campus and to where we need to go. So getting a good lock, you know, something that can't be cut very easily.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, if, you know, I always tell customers when they come in the store, it's, you know, you got to think like a criminal, unfortunately. And if it's something easy, I can cut a lock with a pair of bolt cutters, you're not going to keep your bike very long.
Right.
You know, if you have to bring bigger tools to make more noise, you got a better chance of keeping your bike.
Right.
But the bad thing about that is the locks that, you know, require bigger tools actually are heavier to carry. So a lot of people don't take those kind of locks because they're heavy to carry and they're not very easy to
It's not
pack.
Inconspicuous.
It's just, you know, you've got 5 pounds of lock you're going to carry with you.
Right.
You know, who wants to do that when I got books and computers and everything else?
Right.
So
make it harder for the criminal.
Got to make it harder for the criminal, exactly. So
they didn't go to the gym this morning. They cannot carry all the giant. That is not a trumpet in that case.
You know, I always tell people, if you can somehow store it in your room somehow, lock it to your bed, that's great.
That's probably one of the, you know, the better choices.
If you can do that. There's some places or some students have been able to do that, and other people tell me that they can't even put them in the house. So you have to lock them up outside. So, you know, lock them up underneath a light, someplace where people can, you know, see what's going on.
Right.
Also, make sure that you have a picture of the serial number on your bike.
I wouldn't have thought about that. I think people forget about that.
Some schools actually require you to register your bike, so make sure that you register your bike. But definitely have a picture of the serial number. And the one I tell people to do is to take a piece of cardstock, write your name, your cell number, and the serial number of the bike, and do, you know, try to find a laminator. You know, I don't know if they're still around, but get that piece laminated.
Sounds official,
so
the laminator.
But then take the seat post out and shove that piece of paper down inside the seat of the where the seat post goes in the frame. Push that all the way down there, so if something does happen to the bike and you find it on campus, you could actually find an officer and say, hey, that's my bike.
Yeah.
And they're going to look at you and go, oh, yeah, sure it is. You know,
check under the seat.
Go take the seat out and see if my name's there. And sure enough, I've actually had multiple students through the years get their bikes returned to them because they found it.
Yeah.
And they were able to prove it that was theirs right then and there to the officer.
That is a great piece of advice. I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Yeah.
That's why we have you here. You're a genius. This is the genius panel.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know about that. But,
okay. It was fun while it lasted.
You know, another one people are using are air tags. Depending on if you can get an air tag, put someplace on your bike.
Yep.
You know, inconspicuous to where you can track it and find it.
I know. There's a couple different brands. I've seen a Tile and I've seen the Apple air tags, but you don't carry air tags at your, but sage advice to give to somebody to do that.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And another one is, you know, especially if you get a new bike or something that looks expensive, you know, to wrap it with something. And I've had people come in and, like, wrap it with, they wrap their cars.
Right.
You know, or I've had people tape things, you know, tape the bike so it looks bad, looks like it's not worth anything.
Right. Put some terrible bumper stickers on it.
Exactly. Put some great bumper stickers, you know.
Some flags, some tassels.
There you go. Another thing is to, you know, make like the grips or something certain colors so you know that's your bike, that if somebody does steal it, you know, that's a mark on the bike that's yours.
Because chances are they're not going to take the time or even think about it, about, oh, let me take these grips off. They're going to think it's part of the bike.
Part of the bike. And a lot of times they're just going to try to flip the bike or get rid of it or try to sell it really quick. But if you have something on the bike, you know, different colored pedals, different colored grips, you know, things like that, that, you know, make the bike yours.
Similar to your luggage.
Right, exactly.
Make it identifiable. You know what's good about that, too, though, is if you're like me, when you go to the grocery store and you can't find your car, if you come out of school and you can't find your bike, you'll be able to find it a little bit better if you've made it your own, spruced it up a little bit. That's super, super smart. We are talking to Robbie from Trek Bicycle Store in Pensacola. If you have any questions, you can text in. You can even give us a call. We'd love to hear from you at 850-437-1620. All things bikes today.
All things bikes. Well, I did want to say something real quick. So Andrew, you know, before the show the started this morning, Andrew was talking about, they were talking about LEAP this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, Leadership Pensacola. I want to say, first of all, 2008 is the best year ever in LEAP.
Rules!
Exactly. So everyone out there in 2008, you know, thinking about you. And what did we do? We did curbside recycling. We started curbside recycling.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll just leave it at that.
Curbside recycling came in 2008.
2008. And then what happened? Well, we won't go there. But
that's for another show.
That's for another show.
So we have something from another listener. My wife is 4'9". I'm going to feel like 6 foot next to this gentleman's wife. I need to find her. But my wife is 4'9 and is uncomfortable on bikes due to an accident years ago. Suggestions? Maybe she never had one that fit her.
That's
a great point.
That is a great point. 4'9 is a tough height. You know, you're an adult bike. You can fit on some adult bikes, and I've had to put, you know, 4'9 people on some higher level kids bikes, you know, depending on what type of riding we're looking to do. But, you know, the size of the bike is going to really determine if she's going to be comfortable in the situation, for sure.
I think one of the cool things is she can come, get sized up, and probably even maybe try a bike out in the back parking lot.
Definitely.
To see if that works out for her.
We love test rides. Grab one of us. We're always looking for someone to go for a bike ride.
Excuse to get out.
Excuse to get out, exactly.
Not your scheduled break.
Nope. But, yeah, so, you know, the size of the bike, yeah, is going to be determinant to make that comfortable for sure.
That's awesome. That's so great. So I have no excuses at 5'5.5".
Nope, not at all.
We're going to say I'm 5'6", though.
Perfect. Got a bike for you.
Equates to 6'5", if you talk like me. That is excellent. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for dropping us in the text line, 850-437-1620.
So another one for back to school that we've been seeing more of these days is, you know, with the increase of e-bikes. So a lot more, we're starting to see more e-bikes, you know, on campuses, on the streets these days, and people are, you know, just looking to enjoy them as they're riding. But e-bikes at college has been a really touchy situation. So it's a lot of places, a lot of schools aren't allowing e-bikes on the campuses. And do you know why that might be?
Because they don't look as cool as the people coming in on the e-bikes. I mean, I kind of think I might have an idea.
They've had instances where they're catching on fire and actually burning down buildings and stuff like that.
Well, I think I think you're a smart man. We can solve how that should not happen.
Should not happen. Correct. But if you are taking an e-bike to school or thinking about it, that would be one thing I would look at before you tow that 50 to 100 pound bicycle down there, or even a scooter.
Right.
So I would find out, you know, what the schools can say. If you can't have these, you can't have these. And if you can, where you can store them.
Right. So. And what are some of the tips or some of the things that people should do? Is there things that people can do to prevent that from happening? And do we know why that has been happening?
So a lot of it is it's the batteries. I mean, everybody's heard stories about, you know, lawnmowers catching on fire in the garage. You know, I've read time and time again about bicycle shops catching on fire because of e-bikes in the middle of the night that are on a charger that catches on fire and burns down the shops. But the biggest thing is going to be that battery storage and how it's charged and how it's used. So
let's be smart. Now I'm thinking, I'm so glad that I took the batteries out of my lawnmower.
Yes, and put them in a cool place for sure.
I think that schools really should think about not saying you can't bring your e-bike, but get a little bit more educated and be like, hey, we're going to hold you responsible. We need you to do this, this, and this on your end. And if you've done that, then...
Yeah.
Because e-bikes, I think, are... I mean, you've debunked all my preconceived notions of e-bikes. I think they're amazing.
E-bikes are here to stay. I mean, they're not for everybody, you know, but they do have a place.
They're not a moped. They're not a motorcycle. You actually have to pedal your bike.
Correct. So, you know, but the storage of the batteries are going to be the biggest key with any e-bike. So, you know, like right now, you know, we have, what's the temperature out there? 68 degrees today?
Darn hot.
So if you're out riding your e-bike out at the beach or something today, don't let your bike sit out in the sun because that battery will get really hot. Break down the battery, and actually that's where some of the fires have started, just from the overheating of the batteries.
My phone says it's not darn hot, but it feels like 99. Which, I mean.
9 o'clock.
Yeah. It's a hit you in the heart.
Yeah.
It's warm. Drink water the day before. Take care of your batteries.
Yeah, I mean, I had one of my mechanics went for a ride yesterday and, you know, lost about 4 or 5 pounds.
I got to go.
4 or 5 pounds of just liquid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about how much we, you know, expel and how much we're putting in, and it's really, really, really hard to keep up.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, because I live with a runner. I know, he's not cool. And he just, you know, if you're not getting it in you the days before, it doesn't matter the day of. And I think that's super important, especially, I mean, kids going to school in general.
Drink.
Are they allowed to bring water bottles in school?
Oh, that's another good one. So kids, you know, see if kids today can use a water fountain or a garden hose to drink out of. If you want to watch something entertaining.
What's a water fountain?
Yes, it is very entertaining because kids these days really don't know how to use a water fountain. They carry a water bottle around with them and they drink out of a water bottle.
They're like, don't I just push this against like the wall thingy and water just drops amazingly from the sky? No, I mean, it takes talent to drink. I mean, we've got skill. We grew up with skills. We know how to use water fountains.
We know how to use the garden hose.
I'd rather drink out of the garden hose, to be honest.
So, yeah, there's a tip for the day if you want to be entertained. So,
Brought to you by us, I mean.
There you go.
That's so awesome. What about safety on a bike as far as, like, what are the things I need to be safe? I mean, I need to cover my noggin because I got so much knowledge up here and smarts, right?
Correct. I'm always pushing helmets, you know. You know, we're all adults, you know. It's a good thing to have a helmet. I've seen too many people come in wearing a helmet, and they're so thankful they were because it pretty much saved their life.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, our heads are heavy, and we get bigger, so therefore we get higher up in there.
The taller we get, the harder we fall.
Yes.
We're not close to the ground anymore like we were.
And it hurts.
And it hurts.
We have another question. How often should I have my e-bike serviced? Do they really need to be updated? It's a long drive for me to get to a shop, and it's my main mode of transportation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
First of all, that's pretty great in a lot of ways. You're biking.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
So maintenance on the e-bikes, yes. I mean, for the most part, it's still a bicycle. So you need to keep up with the chain wear. You need to keep up with the cassette wear. You need to keep up with the brakes and the adjustment of all the gears. The e-bike portion, depending on the brand and the model, there's a lot of them that have updates that you could do that will actually increase the performance of the batteries and increase the performance of the bicycle. Other ones... some of them don't even need any type of updates because there's no firmware systems or there's really no way to diagnose anything on with the bikes.
Gotcha. So your bike's not just going to stop one day.
They could. You know.
But not the way you're thinking. There's not going to be a cyber attack on your bike, right?
What was that movie in the 80s with Emilio Estevez?
I'm so young, I don't remember.
It was a bad movie. Good movie, but bad movie. Good 80s movie.
Somebody Google that. We need to know. Send us in the answer. I was checking out your website, which is Trek Bikes. Actually, I told a lie about that. Let me click on your website. It's trekstoregolfcoast.com. And I kind of like that you can go over to Buyer's Guide to Brands, I definitely want to come in and talk to you because you're just a wealth of knowledge, and I know your staff is incredible. But I really liked that you can learn about different types of bikes, like user's guides, basically. Buyer's guide, buyer's, rather. Yeah. There's a buyer's guide on there. So there's everything from choosing the right bikes to road bikes, mountain bikes, suspension, comfort, hybrid, and kids' bicycles.
Kids' bicycles. Yes.
Start them young. Makes it easier.
Makes it easier.
I wish my parents were like, we're going to walk every day. That sure would have helped me out at this age.
Yeah, we got bikes now for, you know, for when they first start walking. You can get them on a bike almost.
Yeah, are those the little push ones where you sit and kind of scoot? I've thought about getting my granddaughter one now, but she's a giant at three. It's time.
That's okay.
It's time.
They have bikes. They've never
for giants. She needs pedals, right? I want her to be cool.
If she's never been on a bike and, you know, hasn't really played with training wheels yet, I wouldn't worry about training wheels. I'd get her a push bike to start with.
I think that's a good way to build confidence because they don't have to feel overwhelmed by the pedals or my brain in general. If you give me too many things to do at once.
Exactly.
It's going to be difficult. So I think a push bike is really smart.
And you get to learn the hardest thing first.
Balance.
Which is riding very slow.
Aww. Riding very slow.
And your balance, correct. Pedaling's easy. It's the balance part in the very beginning.
That's very true. And you don't have to be a speed demon in the beginning. Nope. You're not in the Olympics.
Not yet.
But you could medal.
You could medal in the Olympics.
I mean, she was pretty. That was pretty amazing.
As you see, Trek bikes hold up even when they get thrown down to the ground and someone lands on top of them.
That's right. And even when the fine gentleman bringing the next bike trips and falls too, right?
Exactly.
That was great. Here's another question from, I think it's Jackie or Jacques. Okay, let me look. Let me scroll down. Hi there. I bike on the 3 mile bridge in a lot, but I often get flat tires on my mountain bike. Any ideas? Just a regular mountain bike, 26-inch tires.
So if you're riding the bike, that's fantastic because that's one of the things that's going to happen. If you ride the bike, you are going to get a flat. It's bound to happen. You know, there's a lot of glass on the road, you know, construction, and we see everything from glass, pieces of wire, just staples. You know, anything, a lot of stuff that we see coming in from flat tires. But you can get a couple different things. You can get a tire liner that can go inside the tire. You can get a heavier duty tire to begin with. They have thorn resistant tubes.
Oh, wow.
So there's a handful of different ways to help with the flat tires if you're getting a lot of them.
Is there a difference between liners and tubes?
Or
is it? You can tell on just a.
No, so it's a thicker piece of rubber that's in between the tire and the tube itself.
Oh, wow. Awesome. And that's why you're here.
That's why.
That is why you're here. That is so great. It is 9:28. If you have any questions, feel free to call, text 850-437-1620. We have Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola. Excellent expert right here. We're going to go biking, right? I'm not going to finish the next couple shows. We're just going to go biking.
Go biking? I'm game.
Okay. Howard, are you out there?
We'll grab some e-bikes. We'll go for a ride.
Front desk Tina, I need you to come in here. We're going biking.
Perfect.
Wait, did I just say that on air? But yeah, definitely check out their website. It's definitely head over to the bicycle store and tell us the address.
701 East Cervantes.
You will definitely, like I said last week, you don't get pounced on. I don't do the pounce and bounce. You walk in, it's very casual, very laid back. You don't feel pressured, and nobody is going to put you on a bike or send you out the door with a bike that you folks don't feel comfortable with the person and that they don't feel comfortable either. So I think that's really great. It's not like the 1985 used car salesman, let me sell you this. So thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
Been great, and he'll be back
for
sure.